Well, we're looking at using these technologies to immerse children in a world that is very familiar to them. So the content that will be produced for these platforms will be, say, Tongan-based or Fijian-based, and we're working with cultural experts in these countries to make sure that content is relevant to children. But I guess basically the advantage of these technologies is that children become immersed in their environments, and through these environments we can plug educational content into these tools, which will help them learn about important issues like nutrition.
Obviously, these will be using things like virtual reality helmets?
Headsets, yes. So all of these will be provided through the program. So, I guess the headsets will be provided to the pilot schools. We're looking to run the program along with tablets. So virtual reality will be used at the beginning and the end of the pilot program to, introduce the children to these new technologies. And they're not just new to the Pacific region, they're also new to Australia and to other Western developed countries. So, it's quite an exciting project. And I guess that, through the introduction, through the virtual reality headsets, we'll then transfer these educational platforms to tablets and things that I guess are a lot more familiar to the children, like tablets and smartphones.
I suppose the kids would respond pretty well to that. I mean, a lecture on healthy eating would be regarded as boring, but if you say we're going to put on a virtual reality helmet, they'll go, oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess when you take it to platforms like smartphones and tablets, we found through our, discovery missions through the Pacific that children are already using these devices and platforms, but they're actually using it for games. So they haven't yet discovered educational-based content. So what we're hoping to do is disguise the education content within these fun learning platforms. And that's what some of the innovators we're working with have done successfully here in Australia. So we have great hopes for the project in the Pacific.
That all reminds me of an ad for a kind of food here in Australia, and the catch line is, don't tell them it's healthy and they'll eat it by the bucket load.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
What about the actual content of these games? How do they actually get this message across and use virtual reality to get this message across to kids?
Well, like I said, it's about immersing the children in an environment they're familiar with, and I guess the power with these digital technologies is that children can create avatars of themselves, which they can place within these platforms, so they can see the effect that food choices are having on their character, on their avatars, and I guess a connection to themselves. So that we can say, okay, if you're eating taro and you're eating fish, your body will adapt to these ways as opposed to eating and drinking soft drinks and crisps and canned meat.
So which countries is this project going to be operating in?
So initially we'll be piloting in Fiji and Tonga assessing how successful the pilot project is, then looking to run out to other countries in the Pacific.
And this is going to be in English language only?
No, it isn't. It will also be in local dialect as well.
And if this goes well in Fiji and Tonga, could it go out to other countries in the Pacific and even perhaps outside the Pacific?
Yes, it will. Definitely in other countries in the Pacific. And then, depending on how successful it is in the Pacific, we can even look at bringing this back to Australia or to the US or even South America, where I guess issues of nutrition are prevalent.
This is getting official support from the Australian government?
Correct, it is. So there was an announcement in Suva last Saturday with Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and also the Minister of Health from the Fijian government, Rosie Akbar.